And we mean action now.
Hi there, dear listeners of Radio Havana, Cuba. This is Mike Hudson with Connecting the Dots, giving life to background information to understand our present history. Today, we're connecting the dots between early U.S. experience in mind control techniques and later CIA involvement in mind control and torture techniques. Samuel Chafkin was co-founder and editorial director of Science and Medicine Publishing Company and also member of the National Association of Science Writers. He became aware of dangerous trends among certain so-called social scientists and politicians in the U.S. as to the belief that diverse methods to modify human behavior was justified. In his book, The Mind Stealers, he explores these trends, which evolved from the background of the once widespread use of psychosurgery in the U.S. Psychosurgery? What's that? Well, it involves the lopping off of the prefrontal or frontal lobes of the brain. This is the area where emotional and intellectual processes may interact in high-level thinking and decision-making. Although clinical data were still sparse and the basic rationale for the operation considered to be on shaky grounds, it didn't take long before lobotomy was introduced in the U.S. Pioneers in the American application of lobotomy were Dr. Walter Freeman and Dr. James W. Watts. Using what became known as the ice pick method, Dr. Freeman would force an ice pick-like instrument through the skull, immediately above the eye, into the prefrontal lobes of the brain. It would then be manipulated in such a way as to cut or separate the bottom sections of the frontal lobes. However, the surgeon was operating blindly and destroying not only the presumed targeted area, but also a good deal of the surrounding tissue. By early 1940s, lobotomy was applied wholesale. This was a time when thousands of emotionally broken, battle-fatigued soldiers returning from World War II were crowding the psychiatric wards of the Veterans Administration hospitals. Traditional psychoanalytic techniques did not alleviate their problems, and tranquilizing drugs had not yet made their debut. Vast numbers of nurses and paramedical aides were needed to help restrain the frequently violent veterans. The cost of maintaining such custodial personnel was staggering. The immediate results usually pointed to a kind of sedation and passivity in the patient. According to Dr. Freeman, many of the formerly turbulent patients subject to frequent episodes of rage became quiescent, tamed, and amenable to command. They were then discharged as allegedly cured. Many patients were no longer able to introspect, project conceptually into the future, make plans, or work on anything more than the lowest menial level. On the whole, Dr. Freeman once said, psychosurgery or lobotomy reduces creativity sometimes to the vanishing point. As suddenly as lobotomy shot into the therapeutic firmament as the answer to whatever ails one emotionally, so did it plummet down in disrepute. By the early 1950s, it was definitely on the way out as a cure, but not before leaving a lobotomy wasteland littered with some 50,000 human beings, many of whom had slid into a vegetable-like state. Terrible. My God. In March 1972, the Federal Bureau of Prisons launched a program known as START, the acronym for Special Treatment and Rehabilitative Training, whose centerpiece was solitary confinement in small cells for long periods of time, even for more than a year. Electroconvulsive treatment, or ECT, or electroshocks, was also implemented in prison inmates to cow the intransigent prisoners and used also in emotionally ill individuals in mental institutions.
Now is the moment. Now is the moment. Come on.
Connecting the dots, Project MK Ultra was the code name for the CIA mind control research program, lasting from 1950s to 1970s. According to the documentary Beyond Treason, the program was started on orders of CIA Director Alan Dulles in 1953. It was responding to alleged Soviet, Chinese, Korean mind control techniques on U.S. prisoners of war, who confessed to their war crimes. War crimes. By the way, the U.S. military destructive power wiped out thousands of cities, towns and villages, bridges, schools, productive centers in all Korea during the war, especially the North, leading to the death of, listen to this, 30 to 40% of all the Korean population. That's not disclosed to the American public. Anyway, U.S. experiments funded by the CIA included the use of radiation, LSD and other psychotropic drugs, electroshocks, isolation, sensory deprivation, and what have you. Many were done on volunteers and also on members of the public without them knowing it. Most MK Ultra records were deliberately destroyed by order of CIA Director Richard Helms in 1972. The CIA project was cost the taxpayers $25 million and was aimed to program an individual to do one's bidding, even if it would lead to his own destruction. 44 universities were involved and 12 hospitals. At least 185 scientists and around 80 institutions were involved, including pharmaceutical companies and federal prisons. At a Senate hearing on August 3, 1977, Admiral Stansfield Turner, then director of the CIA, disclosed that the CIA had been conducting brainwashing and mind control experiments on countless number of Americans, even without their knowledge or consent. In 1951, at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Montreal, in a reunion between diverse intelligence agencies and scientists, Dr. Donald Hebbs, director of the Department of Psychology of the University of McGill, presented the theory of sensorial deprivation as a way of breaking down the conscious will of the mind and breaking it and making that mind become servile. The main technique was depriving the body of sensorial touch of hand and feet, placing the subject in darkness for prolonged hours, feeding the subject at unaccustomed hours to make him lose the sense of time, blaring silly messages constantly, deprivation of sleep, and what have you. In essence, he proved that prolonged sensorial deprivation interferes with the capacity to think clearly. Short and long-term memories lost, and specifically targeted messages are internalized. Dr. Ewan Cameron, also at McGill University, went further in the experiments, losing all scruples. He combined prolonged sensory deprivation with use of various psychotropic drugs and electroshocks. Many of his patients were used unwittingly. Connecting the dots again, all these CIA-funded experiments led to the implementation of the CIA torture manuals used diligently by all the oppressive governments fully backed by the successive U.S. administrations. This is Connecting the Dots, your host, Mike Hudson.
And we may...